Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. It's summer, and that means fantasy football draft season is officially here. I'm Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. I help fantasy football players dominate with data that actually matters, strategy that works, and insights that give you an edge every single week. Last season, we helped hundreds of listeners win leagues by spotting breakout players and diamonds in the rough before the rest and building draft strategies that give you the upper hand in every round. My goal with every episode is simple: give you clear, actionable steps rooted in data and proven strategy, all with one goal in mind: winning your redraft and dynasty championships. All right, let's move on to the Chiefs. Can this wide receiver core actually stay healthy? Can Patrick Mahomes have all three of Rashi Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown this year, plus Travis Kelce? Because if he does, he can move back to a top 10 fantasy option once again. He was basically unusable for most of the year last year. He had some better games in the second half of the year, but he was pretty up and down for fantasy. A little frustrating. But with these wide receivers hopefully healthy, we can see more consistency, maybe even a ceiling that we've got spoiled with a few years ago. The Chiefs are favored in every single game this year except one. Can you guess which game that is? That's Week 9 in Buffalo. But overall, the Chiefs can run the ball heavily if they want to. And they did that last year despite having one of the most inefficient runners in Kareem Hunt, 3.6 yards per carry. He was the least elusive, dead last in missed tackles forced, dead last in after contact rate, dead last in explosive run rate. He stinks. Yet, they still gave him 200 carries when they have Patrick Mahomes throwing the damn rock. Isaiah Pacheco had a down year, obviously, right? He came back from that fractured fibula from earlier in the year. He survived the NFL draft, and apparently he's back and good to go. Andy Reid said that he looks tremendous right now, and that he's put on some good weight. I'd imagine he'd easily get the first crack back at the job to be their lead back once again. Like I mentioned, Kareem Hunt is not good, and Pacheco showed that he can be very, very fantasy relevant on this team. He's on a good offense. He can have the goal line role. He can catch passes. And while I am a little concerned about the fibula, it's going to be a whole year by the time September rolls around since he last broke it. So I'm willing to take the shot at his RB27 price tag outside the top 24. DeAndre Swift, Tony Pollard, Aaron Jones. Like, I think I'm going Pacheco out of all these guys here. He has RB1 upside if he's the same guy before the injury and if he gets the workload, which is very much in the realm of possibility. Obviously, out of these guys, like, DeAndre Swift has a lot of upside, you know, if Ben Johnson uses him to his full ability. But, you know, in terms of, like, these other guys who could really, like, Tony Pollard, like, is he going to be in a timeshare with Tajay Spears if he's healthy? If not, obviously Pollard would be the guy, and he's the guy you want here. But I think Pacheco, you know, going after these guys is, you know, not bad. Not bad at all. Now, I will say I'm also taking shots on another running back in this backfield, and that's Breshard Smith. Yes, they signed Elijah Mitchell, who can be the early down guy ahead of Hunt if Pacheco were to get hurt. But Smith provides a very specific skill set, and that's catching the ball out of the backfield. He was a former wide receiver, converted to running back, and then he rushed for 1,332 yards on 235 carries in his first year. Now, that's a lot of yardage. Now, he did play running back, you know, back in the day, like before college. So it is worth noting that. But, you know, a lot of yardage, the efficiency after contact and elusiveness overall wasn't quite there in, you know, in the run game for him, which makes me think that he could be more of a Jerick McKinnon type of player for Andy Reid. 1.6 yards per route run last season. That was in the 89th percentile since 2014. His 51 targets and 41 receptions last year were both in the 98th percentile among college running back seasons since 2014. He was targeted on 24% of his routes run, which was the highest in this class by far. And when you look at what Smith is doing in OTAs and minicamp, you know, Mahomes is connecting with him, right? Several times. He has home run ability, and, you know, he's even been with the first offense in red zone drills. So he's free in drafts right now. Like, why not? He can be your last round pick or, you know, someone you pick up on waivers early on. But pay attention to Breshard Smith, especially in PPR leagues. At the end of the day, like, you want to take shots on an offense that has the fourth highest implied points total for the season. So why not? Let's get to the receivers. It's all Rashee Rice, guys. Okay, don't catch yourself believing that it's anyone besides Rashee Rice. He's already back with the team in OTAs and minicamp. He's looking great. And remember, he didn't tear an ACL or anything. It was a torn LCL, and he's already back running his full route tree at full speed. He's Patrick Mahomes' clear number one wide receiver. It's not Xavier Worthy. It's not Travis Kelce. Last year, before he got hurt, 33% target share. Absolutely insane. Wide receiver 2 overall in fantasy points per game before he got hurt. Once he became a full-time player in his rookie season, wide receiver 7 in fantasy points per game. The dude's a baller, and he fits this offense like a glove. He gets layup route after layup route and will continue to do so. So he's a potential high-end wide receiver 1. He's being drafted as the wide receiver 12 off the board. That's his absolute floor. That might be lower than his floor, to be honest with you. And let's talk about the potential suspension. My friend and fantasy football lawyer, Drew Davenport, you can find him on X. He's keeping close tabs on this case, and because it hasn't moved in 15 months now, it's likely to keep moving slowly. It's pretty unlikely that he goes to court this year, according to him. And since the league said that they're waiting for this legal stuff to play out for him before considering a suspension, it looks like Rashee could be in the clear and should be in the clear for this season, with the suspension potentially hitting in 2026. In this scenario, I might have Rashee on 100% of my teams this upcoming season at that price. Don't get me wrong. Xavier Worthy, he's a good wide receiver, but he's not Rashee. He did his thing towards the end of the year, but he only had one wide receiver, one finish during the fantasy season last year. He had all the opportunity in the world to take advantage while Rashee Rice was out. I think with all the defensive attention on Rashee, this will be a good thing for Worthy in terms of more big plays, but I don't think the volume will necessarily be there for Worthy to warrant his wide receiver 22 price tag. I'm avoiding there. I'm also not counting out Hollywood from stealing some targets from Worthy too. Hollywood missed all of last year. You know, he was having a great spring and summer until the injury in the first preseason game last year. He earned 25% targets on a per route run basis once he returned going into the playoffs last year. So there is some potential there, okay? He's the wide receiver 61 off the board. Not bad, you know, super late in drafts. Not a bad dart throw at all. Now, as far as Travis Kelce goes, he's the tight end 6 off the board. He finished as a tight end 6 last year, and that was without Rashee commanding his 30% plus target share. He's only getting older, 35 years old. He's turning 36 in October. The wheels are going to fall off here. The wheels are already falling off. He won't be on any of my fantasy teams this year. I'd rather take shots on Evan Engram and David Njoku later in drafts, and as well as, you know, definitely Tyler Warren as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.